Chaver, the 5-minute vort this week, first of all, is l'nishmas Moshe ben David, whose yahrzeit was last week. Jesse Felder's uncle, should be a big schus, l'nishmas, so he should be a melech yosher for his beautiful family. And also always, the Torah is l'nishmas Eliezer ben Yisrael, who as well should be a big schus for his neshama. Should be a male church for his beautiful family, and also for Fush Lema, for Shandel Rivka, Basleya, Soch Shail Chay Yisrael, Bez Hashem, Bekar of Mamish. There's a famous idea that I'm sure you all know, it's Beferish in the Pasuk in Parshas Yisro, that when we're standing at our Sinai, there was this spectacular miracle, that we were Royim as Akolos. There was thunder, there was lightning, but instead of the normal sense of hearing thunder and seeing lightning, we saw thunder and heard lightning. And again, we could say that, and the pasuk says, "Roim as akolos." We saw the noises, we saw the thunder. We could say it because we could read it. We don't even know what that exactly means, but that's what occurred. Why did that occur there? Why was that happening? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make this happen? I saw an incredible Torah from the Heilige Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer quotes the Chovas HaLevavos. He says, the Chovas HaLevavos, at the very end of Shaar Yichud, he says that when a person wants to see the Ribbono Shel and know the Ribbono Shel the way we see and know each other, in such a clear, revealed way, he says it's impossible. It's impossible. And the example he gives, it would be like asking to hear with your eyes and see with your ears. That's what it would be like. Which is obviously, ain't no shayach, it's not possible. It's out of the realm of this world. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam ain't sof. The Ribbono Shel Olam is infinite. The Ribbono Shel Olam is above and beyond. The Ribbono Shel Olam is perfect. The Ribbono Shel Olam is so above this world that we're not privy to really see the Ribbono Shel Olam. We could sense and know and have faith and feel Him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, in our physical way, has to be mitzamtzem Himself. Has to minimize Himself, constrict Himself. It would be like having our eyes hear and our ears see. That's what he says. So too the Chasam Sofer says, based on the Chovas HaLevavos, Rashi brings down, the Klal Yisrael was at our Sinai, and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ritzoneinu liros es malkeinu. We want to see our king. We want to see him with our own eyes. Not just all the miracles so we could sense him, and not just feel him in our life every single day, but actually see him. And Hashem says, you want to see me? I'll show you what it's like. And at our Sinai, suddenly we're seeing thunder and hearing lightning, which is l'malam and ateva, which is abnormal. Ain't no shayich. Our eyes see and our ears hear. It doesn't make sense to see thunder. That's as if our ears are seeing. It doesn't make sense to see thunder. That's like our ears are seeing. It doesn't make sense to hear lightning. That's like our eyes are hearing. And what happened then? We know, Chazal bring down, Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke the first two Dibros, and we all fainted. We couldn't handle it. Because a human being can't handle that revelation, that level. We're not worthy. We're not fit. We have to have some sense of humility, some humbleness, some understanding of who we are. You know what it is to be humble, Chevra? My Rebbe, Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, Zeicha Tzadik Kadosh Baruch Hu, was humble. My Rebbe, Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, the Shiva of the Mir, the Shiva of the biggest Shiva in the world, a walking malach. One time, Howard Schultz, and Howard Schultz writes this story, I might have shared this with you before, Howard Schultz writes this story when he took out an op-ed in the New York Times when he was explaining why he wasn't going to run for president against Trump the first time. And he explained how he didn't feel worthy to be the president. And he had a lot else he needed to accomplish. And he ends with the following story. He was very close with Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, with my Rebbe. And they once went to the Kotel together. And about 15 feet before the Kotel, Howard Schultz is walking over to the Kotel, and Rav Nosson Zvi stops. And Howard Schultz turns back. He says, and Mazel-Zvi says to him, no, you keep on going. I've never gotten closer than this. I don't feel worthy. Imagine what a tzaddik, what a humble human being. We have to be humble and recognize that we can't see everything and we don't know everything. We don't have to. We have to have faith. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it at our Sinai, it would be on such a level that we see thunder and hear lightning, like the Chovas Volva said, which is abnormal. And then we faint. We couldn't handle it. And the very next pasuk, we say to Moshe Rabbeinu, forget it. We want to just hear you speak to us. We can't handle. We got it. We understood. We can't handle the Rabbeinu Shalom in such a gila, in such a revealed way. Chavar, because we have to have emunah. And we have to realize that we're not worthy. The Rabbeinu Shalom is above each and every one of us. The Rabbeinu Shalom is so lofty. The Rabbeinu Shalom is so above this world. The Rabbeinu Shalom is so perfect. The Rabbeinu Shalom is orchestrating everything. The Rabbeinu Shalom lives above time. HaYehovah V'yiyah. He's before, he's in the past, in the present, the future, all at once. And that's why everything that goes on in our life, which we want to make sense out of, we can't always make sense out of. Because we're mere mortal human beings. But we have to have emunah and understand we can't see it always. We can't understand it always. We can't be gaivadik to think I have to be able to see it. We have to be humble and understand our ears can't see and our eyes can't hear, so we can't see everything. We can't see the Ribbono Shel Olam and understand everything that happens in this world. We're all going to go through challenges. Challenges of people who are sick for reasons we don't understand. Challenges of parnasa, challenges in shiduchim. But we won't understand it. We won't see the Ribbono Shel Olam in those moments and see why it's happening. But we have to realize in one of the first lessons Klal Yisrael is gaining at Har Sinai, Roam as Hakolos. You can't see everything. This is what it's like. You can't handle this. You have to have emunah. You have to just believe and have faith and know. And there's so much. If we open up our eyes and understand this world and all the experiences of our lives and learn Torah and see the beautiful nation that we're a part of, you know that He's by our side. You know that He's there. You know He's taking care of everything. And even if I don't have every answer and understand everything, Hashem by our side, you could get through anything. And don't feel need to always see it in every single way. So Be'ez Hashem Shibarach, we should be Zoicha. As we stand again by our Sinai, this Shabbos, Kabbalah Satorah, to remember, the Ribbono Shel Olam by our side, even when I don't see Him as clearly as I'd like. Hey, look, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Ay, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh.